Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. We are back giving you another sneak peek of part of a chapter from our new book, See You at the Campground, which is out this week, and it is available at bookstores everywhere. And we love and adore all of you who are posting pictures of yourselves with the book in our Facebook group.
Right. It lets us feel like we're celebrating the launch of our book, even though in reality we are working and caring for sick children and doing laundry.
I'm a disaster right now. I'm still in my work clothes from the day. There's a pile of laundry right next to the recording studio. Wesley has the earache from hell, but yay, our book is out this week. In the last episode, we talked about the benefits of RVing and camping for the kids. And on this episode, we want to talk about the benefits of RVing and camping for us adults. And we could use some benefits right now. We're honestly, this has been a rough week for
us. We're trying to hold on, right? Like, we're like, yeah, this is all true because one of these days we're going to get back to the campground. It's not too far. I mean, we have our first trip in about a month. We're almost there.
Almost there. And I think that we'll do something before that, too. But our spring break trip is to North Carolina is in about a month.
Yeah. Good luck putting that on the calendar. I'd like to see your magic. You work your magic on that.
Well, you know, it's that time of winter where it all starts to seem like it was just a dream. Like, you never really did go camping. You never went RVing to all those wonderful places. It's just something you imagined. So hopefully spring will come soon for all of us. So we're going to talk about the benefits of RV travel and camping for the adults. But before we dive in, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's have everything you need to get into the great outdoors with your family. One of our very favorite parts about partnering with Bass Pro and Cabela's is that it's really encouraged us to try new activities and outdoor pursuits with our kids. Their in-store outfitters have been really kind and patient and educational, you know, leading us through the process of picking out, you know, that like quality equipment that will help us maybe become more, efficient at
competent.
Fishing.
Competent. I mean, look, the thing,
when you go without blowing the budget, you know?
When you go into a Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's and you talk to one of the outfitters, whether it's a man or a woman working in, say, the fishing section or the camping section, these are people that really use the equipment and live the lifestyle. I really do think they try to hire people that love getting into the great outdoors. So they have enthusiastic recommendations to make, and they're not trying to bump you up to the highest price point. They're trying to find something that fits into your budget.
So go to BassPro.com or Cabela's.com to outfit your family for your next camping and outdoor adventure today.
And if it wasn't for Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, I don't think I'd be into bird watching or archery. I've got to give all the credit.
All right. So diving into this episode, I was trying to flash back. Years ago, I wanted to do an episode that was like about the amazing race and like the way that I saw a lot of parallels to like what made a couple successful at RVing. And what do you remember? We used to watch that show all the time.
I loved it. I think it's still on TV.
Yeah, I know it did go on forever. It won Emmys for like years. But then like, so when you watch that show, there were two kinds of couples, right? There was the ones that like buckled down and solved problems, and then there were the ones that like lost it.
Well,
with
you
each
used
other.
To always say that we were like the couple. We would just argue the whole time on the show.
But
when it comes to camping and RVing, we're the couple that makes it happen.
Well, I was like scared to be the couple on Amazing Race. Like, I didn't have the confidence.
So Stephanie never applied.
All of those years ago, we were watching. I was like, oh, we would not be the couple that held it together. But then I think that all of these years later, you know, when I actually look back and I think back to any of the tricky spots we were in when we were RVing, I'm not saying it was handled with total grace, but I'm saying that
we survived.
Or I think that we problem solved together when we had to.
So you're saying we could have won the $1 million?
I don't think so, but I think that we would have grown as human beings in the
process. And finished in like the top three.
We wouldn't have exploded, maybe. I don't know. But you know what? It's interesting to think about, right? Your relationship in terms of how RVing can either like help you learn and grow or just like put you in that pressure cooker situation that explodes.
Well, I think
explodes.
It's brought us closer together. And I think that that was really, really important, particularly when we started, when we had the twins, when we had Max and Theo, and they were just about one. And it was just hard. I mean, just like everything about our lives felt like work and the grind and lack of sleep. And I think that like you and I really needed to go camping and get outside together. And yes, the kids were with us. I mean, yeah. We were still dealing with all that stuff, but we were able to reconnect around those campfires at night after putting the kids to bed. I mean, some of my happiest memories on this planet are putting the kids to bed when they used to go to bed at 7:30.
They used to go to bed super early.
And we would put them to bed. It was still light out. And you and I would sit around the campfire and relax for 2 hours, 3 hours.
The whole night ahead of us,
that was heaven. Now the little boogers stay up too late, so we don't get that private time around the campfire.
Now I want to go to bed, and they're still awake, and it's exhausting. Okay, so in our book, in the part of what's in it for the parents, we kind of were highlighting throughout the book some of those North American Camping Report studies that we thought kind of, you know, just showed things that were interesting to us and that reflected on what we were talking about.
And like little
about.
Sidebars, we included some of the stuff from the KOA North American Camping Report. And yes, we did ask for their permission.
Yeah, and in the you think people are out there starting to worry that we were lifting data from inappropriate places. So the top five reported benefits of camping. Number one, reduces my stress from everyday life.
Totally true for me.
Number two, allows me to spend more time with family.
Absolutely true.
Three, increases my emotional well-being.
Generally so.
Depends on how the boys are behaving. Number four, makes me a healthier person.
Totally true. And I think that like for me, I'm amazed. I come back from camping vacations having lost a few pounds.
Well, you're more active
when we're
on camping vacations. And number five, improves my relationships with friends and family.
I think that's true too.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It just depends, right? We're keeping it real here. No, but overall, I never like to act like we don't have those moments of real, like, pressure cooker situations when we're traveling together. There is another article that I had referenced a long time ago on the podcast that was from, like, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, and it was how it's important to travel even though travel can be stressful because your brain actually turns all of those things into happy memories later on, right? There's this actual like process that brains go through to turn
you romanticize things. The process
100%. They're saying that that's just important, so that's okay. We don't have to feel guilty about romanticizing.
You know, for us, I'll be honest, like I think the most stressful experiences we've had are sometimes the packing for big trips. And I think other people can relate to that.
Yeah, because like, we're too busy. We're working and trying to get
everything
ready.
Remember the Nova Scotia trip? Like, no. That was like,
no. I blocked it out.
The Nova Scotia trip was great. But packing for the Nova Scotia trip when we were going to be gone for 2 weeks and going to Canada, that was pretty rough.
I have zero memory of this. I really don't. I don't remember
That's
any of this.
That's because that process has worked.
It
where
did.
You've forgotten
I blocked it out. I decided I was only going to remember Nova Scotia, not the getting ready for it. Okay, so we have six different reasons why we think that camping has been good for our relationship and just ourselves as parents. And number one is it gives us the gift of a family travel template. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that, you know, for families that don't camp, right? Every time you want to do a family vacation, a lot of the time it's like, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? Think about that. The world's wide open. Are we going to do an all-inclusive island trip? Are we going to do a cruise? Some people, I think,
are we going to go stay with our in-laws? And,
right, family. You know. Some people, I think, do this with Disney. That's how they get into just going to Disney every year is because
they learn a pattern.
It gives you a family travel template, right? It reduces that stress of saying, like, what are we're supposed to go on vacation, so it's kind of a big deal to choose, let's just go to Disney every year.
Well, this template you're talking about is so true of our family, and it overlaps our year. Like, we know in spring break, we are getting in the RV, and we are driving south
right.
for like 10 hours.
Yes.
And that might mean Myrtle Beach, that might mean Charleston, that might mean, you know, Savannah one year, but we are driving somewhere warm. And then after school gets out, we're usually going to take the RV and go up to New England and go somewhere a little bit cooler. And then if we're lucky late in the summer, we'll fly somewhere and do an RV rental, a motorhome rental, or a cabin trip. So we really do have this pattern for our family that works. And every family is going to have a different pattern.
We have template. These amazing different adventures. None of them are the same, but there's a sort of rinse and repeat part of planning the whole thing and doing it so that we kind of have the system down. And I really do think that that helps, right? We're talking about all of like the stressors of daily life. I think actually having that helps us to vacation more. Like when, you know, when it's a little bit overwhelming, friends I know that are like, oh, we want to go somewhere, but like, where
like,
do we go?
Like they have the spring break week off and they just can't pull off what they're going to do. And then they kind of like, end up staying at home. And it's not because they don't have money.
You don't end up just pulling the trigger too. There's an element to that, right? How many of us have like searched for certain cruises online or searched for, and then you just don't end up pulling the cruise where, you know, with a camping trip, everybody in the camping world is like, make those reservations.
Oh, I mean, default, we'll just go to the Myrtle Beach KOA every spring till the end of time, basically. So that, I mean, patterns are pleasing.
Yes.
And having a rhythm as a family is pleasing.
Yeah.
And I think as a family, we do have a travel template. So I love that one. Now, the next one is the gift of living in the moment. And this is something that I used to need to get talked to about a little bit because I was always thinking ahead to the next thing or planning the next thing. But I do think that over the years, you've helped me get better at just really enjoying where I am and spending time with you guys in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, we're at home. There's an endless list, right, of things to do, of boxes to check. It really is very hard sometimes. And I'm sure a lot of you out there can relate to this. It can be hard to truly unwind at home when you are really looking in the face of all of the endless tasks that you haven't gotten to. And
for 9 out of 10 families, it's laundry.
Yeah. And I don't think that that's true at the campground. I think that when you remove yourself from those situations, you really do get to sit. Like when I'm at home, like think about it at the campground, I sit in a camp chair. When I'm at home, I'm never sitting. Until I go to bed.
Very, very rarely.
Like, there's not a place in the house where
I'm
just hanging
out. And you read more
out
at the campground, too, because you're just relaxing in the evenings. Where here, it's just always tempting to go get some more work done when you're at home.
Now, contrary to that, the third thing that we really do think that camping has given us is the gift of appreciation for our own backyard also. I think we talked about this in our winterization episodes a couple years ago, how we started to think about the things that we were enjoying with our family while we were camping. And then we realized there's really no reason for us not to bring a lot of those things to our home. And we actually try to work hard to do that. Like, for example, sometimes we just don't invite people over to have burgers enough at home, right? And like you do that all the time.
To have a cookout on the grill.
Yeah. And we do that all the time at the campground, but not at home.
Or to get the fire pit going in the backyard. I mean, we have tried to bring some of the camping experience home. You got me a patio heater.
You didn't set that up.
For Christmas. We've been very busy.
Stephanie thought that you were going to set that up
and she thinks that I don't like it.
Well,
and the thing is, like,
sanded your Blackstone, so let's be real.
I did sand one of my Blackstones. But
I mean, someone had time for that.
I would love to have time to sit out on the porch with that heater on and just like relaxing. First of all, it's been winter too. It's been really, really cold.
That's the point
of
the heater.
We'll get there. We will get there. Also, I think we've learned to enjoy our own backyard in terms of like local day trips and even camping close to home in our extended backyard.
Yeah, just being able to do the things that we love to do when we travel. We go, hey, let's try to enjoy them more around the, you know, our home area as well. So the next one that we have is the gift of hobbies. You can maybe speak to that point even more than me.
Well, hobbies can be contentious in our marriage sometimes because I have so many hobbies and they often interfere with me like getting the dishes done or folding the laundry. And Stephanie's always like, well, you're out there fixing your Coleman lanterns, but the laundry's not folded.
Oh,
and I'm like, honey, you can't hate me because I have hobbies.
Yeah, but the hobby is so eccentric that it just does sort of lend to, I mean,
I
even
like
your kids,
camp
even
cooking.
Your boys are like, like Wesley, he's out there fiddling with his lantern.
Wesley makes fun of my 6-year-old son makes fun of me all the time for my camp stoves and lanterns.
He says they all look the same.
He's like, Dad, why do you have all these camp stoves? They're all the same. You only need one.
He is dialed in.
He's like a future minimalist. This
he
child
is dialed in. He is like, what are you doing, Dad?
See, you really. Here's the thing. Stephanie does not have a problem with hobbies. She has a problem with hobbies that involve buying stuff
and everyone take up space.
And they take up space. Fair enough. Because like we don't have. We have a small garage, and it is packed to the brim with camping gear, with all of my different hobbies and camping gear.
Like, I'm just not a collector at all. Like, to me, hobby isn't a collection.
I am, and I have to fight back against that.
Yeah.
But the gift of hobbies can be a wonderful thing.
But anyway.
We're supposed to be saying these are positive things. Since we started camping a decade ago, I have picked up several really, really meaningful hobbies. I love cooking outside, and I never did when I was younger. I never cooked growing up, and I like to think that that's added something to our family. As we mentioned before, like, we've gotten into bird watching as a family. That's really, really fun. We've been doing archery as a family several times a year. We've enjoyed that too. And of course, we've always loved hiking together as a family. So camping and RVing pairs well with so many other hobbies, whether it's kayaking or hiking or fishing or whatever it may be.
And you know what it also does? It emphasizes the gift of simplicity and minimalism, which is our next point. No, when we go camping and RVing, it is a constant reminder about how much in our house we do not need. We can live for weeks
on the road.
For instance,
I only bring one camp stove.
and you survive. It's magic.
No, I'll readily admit, I'm very happy at home. We do have a house and a neighborhood and a community, but I'm happier when I'm on an RV trip. And I think part of that is because things are stripped down and more simple. I just find greater joy in that. That doesn't mean I want to spend my entire life in an RV and not in my home. I just think that I achieve greater happiness when we're traveling and I'm in the RV. And I do think that the minimalism aspect of it is tied into that happiness.
Oh, it's 100% for me, because the less you have, the less you have to clean up. And that's the number one friction point for me in our home, is I just feel like there's all this stuff and we spend so much time picking it up. So when we're out RVing, when we come home, I'm like, that is really remarkable to live with so, you know, we don't need a lot.
And look, I don't overpack the RV. I mean, no, I overpack the house.
I think we pack a lot
less than
most of the people that we know.
I see like all the stuff that some other people bring, and I'm like, man, I really wouldn't want to spend all that time packing that. I mean, I'm not being judgmental, because
we just don't have, like, our RV is never like jam packed.
Part of it is I feel like a lot of our trips are based around hiking. And it's like your backpack and your hiking shoes.
Well, come on. Don't get it. Don't exaggerate. We have 5 bikes and kayaks. And I mean, don't get ahead of yourself.
True.
It's not like we just go everywhere and hike. That's
But RVing does remind you that you don't need to have all of the things with you to be happy and centered and settled and have a great time.
Now, the last gift that I think that RVing can bring to parents and couples is the gift of communication, teamwork, and problem solving. And this is what I was referencing at the top of the episode. I do not think there, everybody has different types of relationships, and there's no one right type. Some couples are just naturally less contentious than others, right? Like, there's not a lot of couples that could probably like co-host a podcast together for five years. But I think that part of our like yin and yang makes that possible. But it also means that we're not that couple that never has disagreements and doesn't really butt heads about a lot of stuff.
I mean, teamwork has to sometimes be achieved through trial and error and trial and tribulation. You know, a team that's success. I've been on sports teams, you know, in high school, and a successful sports team is going to like have arguments at times, but that doesn't mean you're not a successful team. And I think our family, we function fine as a team at home. But again, on these camping trips when we're traveling in the RV, I feel like we're a well-oiled machine. And I'll never forget the time at the Whispering Hills Jellystone in Ohio that we pulled in, hopped out, all 5 of us unpacked. We had our separate tasks. We had our separate jobs. We had the whole toy hauler unpacked, and camp was all set up in about 20 minutes. And then we walked over to the pool. And someone at the pool asked me if I was in the military, and they were serious. And like, I'm an English teacher.
I'm not.
I have all the respect in the world for people in the military, but it's not me. And I was like, no, you know, I'm an English teacher. I was like, why do you ask? And he's like, because like your family was so organized and worked so hard and worked, you know, like a, such a good team setting up camp. I thought that maybe you had military training. And he was dead serious.
Yeah,
but no. And if he came to our house, he wouldn't say that about
no.
me. He wouldn't
and,
say well, that.
I just think that our boys like are just, like we've said before, are great travelers. And it is that sort of thing, like we're all in this together. I think that that switch clicks on for us when we're traveling together. We are all in this together. We all do this together.
And there's a big payoff,
though. It's like a sink or swim kind of a thing, too.
True, but there's a big payoff. If we all get the job done of setting up camp, we all get the reward of relaxing and going to the pool or going to the playground. I think that's part of the reason why it can be harder to get the job done at home, like the dishes and the laundry, because it's like, okay, boys, let's get the dishes and the laundry done, and then you can do your homework and go to bed. You know, there's not a reward every
yeah.
night. I mean, when you're camping, there's that immediate reward. So I felt like our family has always done better at the campground at these things.
Yeah. So those are just some of the ways that we have absolutely been blessed as parents and a couple over the last decade of RVing. And I think that, just like I said, I think that it's really formed our boys into different kinds of kids than they necessarily would have been without this experience. I think that that's, you know, definitely true for us and for obviously like the family in total, both because of what it's done for us and for our kids.
We are a more cohesive, coherent, tighter, stronger family unit. Like, just no doubt about it.
Sometimes I say too much togetherness.
You say that a lot.
Sometimes, because I think that sometimes our family, through all of this, like, we don't know, nobody knows how to leave anybody alone.
That's a reminder that you do need to give each other some space.
Yes.
And sometimes, like, I've said this before on social media and on our podcast, like, sometimes I wish I had more time alone with one of my kids at a time, and we just haven't pulled that off very well.
Take one, choose, go ahead.
But then the other two get mad at me, and it becomes an issue.
All right. Now, before we wrap up, we do want to thank our sponsor, Jayco. Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968, offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes. It's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
And our book is out. It's out in bookstores across the country. It's out in libraries. You can order it from Amazon, Walmart, Target, Books A Million, IndieBound. I think I'm forgetting somewhere. But we're so happy that it's out there. And we just really thank all of you that pre-ordered it. And thanks to everyone in the RV Atlas group that's been posting really fun pictures of yourselves getting the book. I mean, that's just brought a lot of joy into our lives over these past couple of days. And hopefully we'll see you all at the campground.
See you at the campground. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.